in this league?
Yes.
I think I can.
I believe I was one of the best talk. Oh, you mean talking trash?
No, just.
Oh, just like media. Oh, yeah.
Like your mistress line. You
yeah,
know?
I think I will be one of the best talkers in the league if I had a chance. So.
Warren Sapp, like some of those guys.
I guess so. I've never really listened to Warren Sapp. I like to listen to, like Bill Parcells and Coach Knight's interviews a lot. So I always watch them guys do interviews because I think they're funny.
Vocal guy your whole life?
Yeah, pretty much. I couldn't talk that well until I was seven, so ever since then I haven't stopped talking.
Why the coaches? why did you like you mentioned Parcells and Knight? Why did they stand out for you instead
like,
of players?
I like the way Parcells handled all his interviews. When I watch him on TV, the way he does the media, he's always in control of the questions they ask. Same thing with Bobby Knight. So I think they do a good job. And as far as interviewers as players, I always watch like Reggie Miller and Michael Jordan. Even Kobe Bryant now has been doing a great job with him. So, I mean, a lot of guys out there I like to watch doing interviews. I watch ESPN all the time.
Can you talk about Jermichael Finley and just the competition you guys have had? He said you guys played basketball together since ninth grade.
Yeah, we played on the same AAU team, but I left the team because we wasn't getting the right amount of gear. So Nike wasn't showing us enough love. And me and J. Mike was like the two underdogs on the team, and we was always the guys that would end up getting the pickup baskets and all the dunks and score all the points, but we never got any love. So,
which team was it?
We were with the Houston Hoops, but I left and I became part of the Houston Swoosh.
Yeah.
So, and after I went to Houston Swoosh, I believe we beat them every time. So, me and J. Mike, we real close. I mean, we always talk a lot of trash, no matter where it may be. Like before, during the Texas game, we played them this year. All the defensive players, every time they came from a break or something, they'd be like, "Jermichael said he better than you. J. Mike said this. J. Mike said that." So we always had a little competition going at each other.
Who is better?
I am.
Yeah. Won 2 out of 3 against him. Right?
Yeah, I won 2 out of 3. I don't think he played in the first one, so I won 2 of 2 against him.
Is it fun to go through this whole process, these 4 days, kind of with somebody like that, where you can kind of? He said the competition will continue tomorrow. When you go through.
Yeah, most of the competition really picked up. I mean, we're both real competitive, got competitive spirits.
I look forward to seeing what he's going to do. I want him to do his best he can. I'm excited seeing Fred Davis here, John Carlson. If those guys wasn't here, it wouldn't make it what it is. So you get a chance to show your stuff against the best, and that's what it's all about.
Is it hard giving up basketball? Or do you pretty much know at some point, look, this just isn't happening for me, and if football in the NFL is clearly my future? Is there like kind of one defining moment?
See, what happened was my sophomore year, I wasn't going to play. Man, I took like a week off, and Coach Gillespie called me. He talked me into playing. When I came out there, I did a lot better than I was doing my freshman year because it was tough being a shooter and a big-time scorer when I came in. It was A.C. Law and Joseph Jones. So, I mean, it humbled me a lot. So I built a lot of character on the bench. So, I mean, I had a great time with the team. But it was real tough. Like, during the sophomore season, at one point in the game, I just told Coach I wasn't 100% into it with my heart. So it wasn't for me. He understood that and respected that.
You mentioned it might be fun to play in
New England. Why is that? It'll be fun to play anywhere, really. I mean, I just like the things they do in New England. All the teams, pretty much. I'll play anywhere they let me play.
Do you have any connections with any players or coaches up there?
No, the only person I've met on that team is Ty Warren, and that's because he went to A&M.
Not Billy Yates.
Huh?
I guess Billy Yates, but he was before you, I guess.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is. Yeah. I met Vince Owen Wilford one time, too.
Cause I could be making this up, but there was a hip hop album or something that you were doing.
Yeah, I made
way
a,
back in the day, right?
I made a song called "Throw Me the Ball, Coach." And
is that what it was?
Yeah, it was like a little song where a lot of teams, like we did more than one, but we put it on MySpace. It's just one song that we did, but we did one with the whole team, and we do one. We all think
we "Throw Me the Ball, Coach."
Yeah, we all think we rappers or whatnot. So anytime we get a chance to make a rap song, we made a studio in the house.
When did you do this?
It's like probably end of my freshman year, sophomore year, so. It was just something we did for fun. It was pretty funny, and it was just
talking about that.
Sorry about that.
Oh, throw me the ball, Coach.
Yeah, and then we wasn't talking about just throwing the ball. Really, we talked about the whole team. Like, I think it was after the Baylor game. So, I mean, everybody in there got some love. Talk about Jaworski running people over and Steve throwing the ball and my brother and Chris Harrington and Red Bryant. So it was pretty much a song
that. So who was singing it? It was just
it was
you.
Me, it was me, and then we did a remix with everybody. So.
You said you had problems talking to him 24/7. What was it that
I just wasn't a good. I just didn't speak well. I mean, I could talk, but I just wasn't couldn't articulate my words or pronounce things as well as I could now.
When it came quick, didn't it?
Yeah, I haven't. Yep, I've been running a million miles per hour now.
How much do you trash talk on the field?
I don't do much trash talking on the field. Most of the time, I let the other guys do the trash talking. I just tell them God bless them, and they get real mad when you be like God bless you. So.